AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A white man opened fire during a prayer meeting inside a historic black church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina last night, killing nine people. An assault authorities describe as a hate crime. Mayor Joseph Riley.
The only reason someone could walk into church and shoot people praying is out of hate.
Police are looking for a white male in his early 20s. Community organizer Christopher Kaysen says he feels the shootings were racially motivated.
People are scared to talk about the real issue, which is race.
Yeah.
That's what we duck around from. We don't want to talk about these issues, and they're here. They're in our community. People dislike other people simply by the color of their skin.
The Emmanuel AME Church is a historic African-American church that traces its roots to 1816. Governor Nikki Haley asked South Carolinians to pray for the victims and their families. But now the Midwest is bracing for more rain and possible flooding from the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill, while Texans clean up from the weather that wasn't nearly as bad as expected. Still, the second-named tropical system of the year dropped more than 11 inches of rain southwest of Houston. Meanwhile, three teens have been rescued from rushing floodwater in a San Antonio park. Their car was caught in flash flooding. A prosecutor in upstate New York says the prison worker charged with helping two convicted killers escape had discussed having the two men then kill her husband. Those escapees are still at large. A change is coming to the $10 bill. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says when it's redesigned, it'll feature the image of a woman.
We're announcing today the fact that a woman will be featured on the new 10. We're in the process of making that decision. This public outreach is going to give us the chance to hear from the American people.
The Hong Kong government's Beijing-backed election reforms have been defeated by pro-democracy lawmakers. This is AP Radio News. The big name in news is apparently out as a network TV anchor.
Brian Williams won't return as NBC Nightly News anchor at the conclusion of his suspension for misrepresenting his role in a major news story and following an investigation into other alleged misstatements. The New York Times and CNN both report an announcement on his future is expected on Thursday. Williams and NBC have been discussing an undefined role for him at the network. Lester Holt has subbed for him on NBC's Evening News and is the odds-on favorite to be his permanent replacement. I'm Ross Simpson.
Plenty of people were watching the Warriors-Cavaliers contest. This year's NBA Finals got the highest TV ratings since the series moved to ABC in 2003. The streets of downtown Chicago will be lined with hockey fans Thursday as the city celebrates the Blackhawks Stanley Cup win with a parade. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.